Even though.
Even though.
Doyle and Helen are pretty nice.
Doyle and Helen are pretty nice.
And I really want to believe them.
And I really want to believe them.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I'm not letting go.
I'm not letting go.
Of being right.
Of being right.
I'm not giving it up.
I'm not giving it up.
I could feel better.
I could feel better.
No, I can't.
No, I can't.
I need to be right.
I need to be right.
And if I'm right,
and if I'm right,
they stay wrong.
They stay wrong.
Even though I really don't want to live with three or four of me, on even my best day,
I can't consider
giving up the need,
giving up the feeling place
of being right.
Even though it's lonely here,
in Helen's place of right, I want to love and accept me. Even though it's lonely here, noisy here, annoying here, frustrating here,
even though my rightness,
my attachment to rightness
is causing distress
and discomfort
in my body and mind,
I don't want to give it up.
I don't want to give it up.
I don't want to give it up.
How dare they ask me to give it up?
If I give up
this attachment to rightness,
I'm letting them off the hook.
Won't I be agreeing?
I'll never agree.
I'll never understand.
It'll never be okay.
If I give up this attachment
to what's right and wrong,
civilization,
as we know it,
would collapse.
I have to be right.
Even though
there are fanatics
that are so attached to their rightness
that they even damage others.
At least it's all in my own head.
At least I'm only hurting me.
I'm only punishing me.
Wouldn't it be nice
if this ridiculous tapping,
this goofy, silly tapping,
could actually help?
And I could be open to the possibility
of considering
if I let go of attachment
to being right,
I could feel
better.
I want to be open to the possibility
that if I let go,
if I consider letting go
to my attachment
of right and wrong,
where I'm right and they're wrong,
that I might possibly
still know
it wasn't okay.
I might possibly
find empowerment
and peace
and be okay
that it was still wrong.
I'll never give up.
Knowing
it's not okay.
I can let go of my attachment.
My ego's attachment
to my rightness
and their wrongness.
Doesn't mean it's okay.
Doesn't mean I agree.
Doesn't mean I want more.
Doesn't mean I'm going to be that way.
It simply means
I want to feel better.
I want to think thoughts
that are about me today.
I want to think thoughts
that are about what I want.
Everything I want
has nothing to do
with the rightness and wrongness
in my past.
I want to bring all my yummy memories,
all my good experiences
from my past
and move forward with it.
And all that painful stuff,
all that horribly wrong stuff,
known or unknown,
conscious or unconscious,
physical or emotional,
I want to leave that back there.
I'm asking.
I'm imploring.
I'm imploring.
I'm choosing.
I'm desiring.
I'm desiring. to become fully present,
to become fully present
in this moment.
In this moment.
They're not even here.
They're not even here.
It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong today.
They were wrong back then.
And I'm not there anymore.
I
really don't want to be there anymore.
It
was pretty awful the first time. And it was really awful the next thousand times. In my mind. Even in my body. I am so sick and tired.
I am so sick and tired
of being back there. I want to come here.
I
want to be present here.
I want to
see this room full of people.
These funny adults.
Tapping on themselves.
And
I want to feel supported.
In
this desire.
That we all share.
To let go of attachment.
Of what's right and wrong.
In the past.
I'm still going to believe.
In right and wrong.
For today.
For tomorrow.
For the future.
For mankind.
I'm just seeking.
I'm just desiring.
I'm just intending
to create
peace
from today.
I
can't fix it back there.
And I have tried.
Through fear,
sheer will.
I've tried to change it.
If law of attraction works backwards,
I would have changed it.
The truth is,
it's over now.
God, I want to feel good about that.
It was so awful the first time.
I want to feel relief
in every cell of my body.
That it's over.
I don't have to understand it.
I'll never understand it.
I will never understand it.
I want to feel better anyway.
I will never understand
human life.
Human suffering.
I'll never understand God.
I'll never understand
source energy.
I'll never understand
that some part of me
wanted to come to earth.
I'm not going to get it.
From this human perspective.
I'm never going to get it.
I want to feel better anyway.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a miracle
if I could just let go
of all hope,
all desire,
all anger
about what happened
in the past.
I didn't like it the first time.
I want to bring all my focus and attention
to me today.
To me today.
I want to be here with me.
And what I want.
And what I'm creating.
And all the other things.
The new things.
The new people.
The new knowledge
that I bring into my life.
I wish it were like a book.
And I've read the last chapter.
And I could shut the darn book.
I want to shut the book
on the past.
On the rightness
that no one else got.
I really want to shut the book.
I'm seeking closure now.
If I get closure today
on that big old gnarly thing,
wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be a true gift?
Wouldn't that be true freedom?
I deserve freedom.
I deserve closure.
I deserve
to love me.
They were wrong.
I was right.
And it didn't change anything.
I deserve peace.
I was wrong.
Sometimes.
But not as wrong as them.
I still deserve peace. It was really wrong.
It was really wrong.
It was really hurtful.
It was really hurtful.
There was nothing good about it.
Everyone agrees with me.
It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
There's nothing good about it.
There's nothing good about it.
It still happened.
It still happened.
It really is over now.
It really is over now.
I want to let it go.
It really did happen.
It was unbearable.
It really did happen.
It's so sad
that it could happen.
That it still happens.
For other people too.
It's just so sad.
I want to feel better anyway.
In this moment,
I don't have to feel sad.
I want to
let go
of whatever I'm holding on to.
That's keeping me,
keeping part of me,
back in the painful past.
There's nothing I want there.
There's nothing I want there.
I'm intending
to tap away,
to cut all energetic ties
with the painful past.
Not because it's okay.
Not because I agree.
But because I want to be present.
I'm seeking to be energetically
100%
present.
I want to cut
all energetic ties
with the pain
of the past.
I don't need it anymore.
I don't even like it.
It's not changing.
The wrongness of what they did.
I want to cut all energetic ties.
And hope
and intend
and imagine
that the emotional ties
can wither up
and release.
I want more space in me
to feel good,
to feel creative,
to feel inspired.
I don't have to call it forgiveness.
I just want to feel good.
If that's the process,
if that's the name they call it,
I don't care.
I just want to feel good.
There is nothing in my painful past
that adds to,
that supports,
that encourages,
feeling good.
Boy, I want to let it go.
It was pretty stinky the first time.
I really want to let it go.
I paid money to be here today.
I'm intending that that money
creates closure.
Wouldn't that be nifty?
I want to create closure.
I thought I came here to learn something.
I'm changing my mind.
I want to pay for closure.
I want to give myself permission
to have purchased
closure.
I want to give myself permission
to move forward
out of the past
and into
a really good future.
And I want to start right now.
I want to start right now.
Okay, big breath.